John, the air conditioning in your car broken. If your aircon is out of order, it is probably swelteringly obvious in this hot weather. For those who are lucky enough to have air conditioning which works properly, getting into the car and turning on an icy breeze is a refreshing treat on the hottest days of the year. They arrive at their destination refreshed and relaxed and unsweaty. Meanwhile, you're driving around with no aircon. You're sweating, and worse still, you're getting constant complaints from the kids in the back seat saying, "Why don't you buy a new car?" You've had the air conditioning system regassed repeatedly, but what does that mean? Because it never seems to make any difference. So what is the answer? How do you get out of this sweaty misery? Is there any way to sort out the aircon, or do you genuinely need to get a new vehicle? But isn't that like selling your car because the ashtray is full? Somebody's worked with car air conditioning systems for 16 years and knows them inside out is Gary Osgood from the Vehicle Air Conditioning Specialist AVACS in Alton in Hampshire. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Jeremy.
So tell us about regassing and what actually that is.
Well, basically, it's replenishing the AC system with refrigerant. But firstly, if it needs replenishing, that clearly tells you there's a leak. Essentially, it's a sealed system. It should not need replenishing, although it should be serviced every 2 years.
Right. So when the guy at the garage says it looks like you need to be regassed, you say the immediate thing is why. Is that right?
Exactly right. Why does it need regassing? And the first thing we always do is do a pressure test to indicate whether the system is open to atmosphere. People just recharge and it doesn't always cure the problem.
Yeah. Is it your view that once an air conditioning system breaks in a car, you should sell the car?
No, not at all.
So
they're easily enough to fix. It's just an investment that you have to make into the car. Sometimes there are simple where it people naturally assume it needs recharging. That's not always the case. It can be an electrical fault within the air conditioning system that's causing it not to work.
And what's the most common problem that you see?
Most common problem is that they lose their charge, their refrigerant charge, due to leaks, which generally come from a part called the condenser, which is the radiator for the air conditioning. Not to be confused with the radiator for the car engine. They're two totally different things.
So just to guide us through the conversation, because if we seem well-informed, we get better service in garages. When the bloke or the woman says, you're going to need regassing, the first thing I say is why. He then says, I think you may have a leak. And then I should say, have you looked at the condenser yet?
Yes, it's a bit hard just to say it will definitely be the condenser. But the first thing you go through a process is, do the pressure test first of all. Has it actually lost its charge? That's the question. We quite often get phone calls. It just wants regassing. Why does it want regassing? Is it definitely that the problem?
How much would you have to charge to get a system regassed?
We have a fixed price, but this includes pressure testing, recharging, and also adding a dye to the system, which makes finding leaks a lot easier. We charge £98 plus a VAT, which sounds expensive when you see it advertised elsewhere for less money, but it's the whole process of doing the diagnosis to find out where that refrigerant has gone in the first place.
And if there's somebody listening who had their system regassed in winter and within 4 days of summer starting it has broken, should they complain?
Yes, because the job, it has failed in that short period of time.
Thank you, Gary Osgood, from the Vehicle Air Conditioning Specialist AVACS in Hampshire. So there was, a poll by QuickFit on aircon in cars, and it says there's about 50% of couples argue about their aircon, and it's men who generally want a cooler setting. That seems to be what the argument is. I would have thought it'd be the other way around. Sarah Chambers in Cardiff, good afternoon.
Hi, Jeremy.
Now, you were listening with interest there because you've gone for the regassing.
Yes, I thought I was being particularly clever when I saw an email coming through offering me very cheap regassing, and I noticed that my aircon had stopped working. So I thought, I'll buy that, and sort my car out and stop the children moaning. And I took it to the garage, and when the gentleman had finished, he came out, and I said, have you sorted it out? He said, yes, darling, it's all done, totally regassed. Sorted. So as I went to get in the car, he then said, but one side is blowing hot air, but the other side is blowing the cold air from the regas.
Oh, dear. All right, hang on. Gary is still there. Gary, what's going on? She's got one side blowing hot air.
Well, that's actually going to be a fault which is connected to the air conditioning, but it's actually a fault within the heater box. which is behind the dashboard of the car, which gives you hot and cold air. And with climate control units, which you can adjust either side, it sounds like there's a fault within that heater box. Now, it doesn't need regassing, because that's not the problem.
Okay, Sarah, what about getting it back there? Or he's going to have a big queue now, isn't he?
No, well, I did ask. When he said that, I said, well, can you fix it? And he said, oof, expensive. That's a foreign car, that's an American car. So I'm travelling to Spain in that vehicle. So I rang my local garage, where I usually take them, not on a deal, and said, I need you to sort out my car. And they did. It cost me a couple of £100, actually. It was a little door on one side of the vent that was stopping the cold air coming through, but my cunning plan to get a £20 regas fixed my car.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a good lesson, Sarah. Thank you very much. Thanks as well to Gary. We're talking about the perils when your aircon breaks in your car and the weather's like this.
I thought I saw a man born to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry.